in a chemical world, and I'm a chemical nondescript person.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Chemical World here on KDNK. I am Kenna Crampton, DJ Canilo, joined in studio with Mugsy Fay. Just kind of rolled out. That's my DJ name.
Yeah. Well, I always forget all the things I do. So, you know, you just sprinkle them in throughout. Hi, I'm Mugsy Fay, a.k.a. Maggie Seldine, but I prefer Mugsy and Kenna knows that. I'm the founder and director of High Rockies Harm Reduction. I always just use my own name as my DJ name, but I'm also a board member of KDNK and all those wonderful things that I do out there. Happy to be here with you today, Kenna.
Happy to be here, too. I always get excited when we get to have a show in the middle of the membership drive.
Yes, happy membership drive. I'm so excited because I feel like sometimes our shows have missed the membership drive a little bit, so very glad that we're coming at you right kind of smack dab in the middle of it.
Yeah. We are recording this on Sunday, so we're not sure of the updated number, but I know that we're doing well.
Yeah, at least I want to say halfway.
Yeah. We'll give you an update when we have a chance to.
We're not well prepared. I'm sorry. We're doing great.
We'll give ourselves a second.
Well, the most recent update that I'm seeing is from 2 days ago anyway, and it's 40,000.
Oh, okay, cool. So, yeah, halfway. Okay. Halfway there.
Yeah, so we're halfway through the drive, just about. We're not even fully halfway, and we're already about halfway to our goal of 88.1 this year. So super excited. Appreciate, of course, all of our members and listeners. We could not do all the amazing work we do here, and it kind of feels like it gets bigger and better every year. So our membership drive goals have gotten to increase as well with the support of our community.
Yeah, it's really great to see. Well, I mean, obviously, we have to increase the amount of that we ask for just because inflation, you know. But I wanted to say too, because we may get to the end before I have my radio show, and I just wanted to say real quick, I love all of the new levels. I like that we changed the names. We were talking about that when I worked here, so I was just really excited that we've finally done it.
Yeah, there have been some shifts to our membership, which there's also been some adjustments to the payment levels, but you know, whatever amount you're willing to contribute, and I think that we're still taking members at a very like minimal amount of monthly contribution.
There's still the $5.
Yeah, option to have a vote. You get to vote for our board members. You get to be involved as a KDNK member, but of course, we, you know, appreciate all donations. Every dollar we get, you know, not only goes to supporting these wonderful new ideas, are really cool. I'm super excited about our new design. We've had so many amazing KDNK logos over the year, but something about Toonie by Brian Colley is really just, I don't know, so perfect and such another great example of the beautiful collaboration and creation that happens here in town. And I also want to say, you know, especially now in my position with the board, I'm just really happy about our news department and everything coming out of there. And it's just really awesome to see that team just taking off. And our local news is so important. And so we're so grateful for all the hard work that they're doing to bring us that information. I am loving these new, like, daily news updates that we're getting on KDNK's Instagram and social media. I just love the time is now, the weather today, the moon is. And then, you know, things. I was always a big fan of the Today on This Date kind of stuff in the paper. So love seeing Courtney and Hattie and whomever is in the news department busting those out. It's cool to see us grow with the times and always creating in different ways.
And a shout out to Lily Jones. She's the newest addition. She works at Fat Tie too with me. So shout out to Lily and definitely Hattie. I'm really happy that she took over, and I think she's doing an incredible job. And we just have such a great staff right now. So, I mean, and we always have great staff. But right now there's a good, like, vibe here.
Absolutely.
In the studio. And, yeah, the picture is really great. I just thought, because I wasn't quite sure on all of the different levels, so I am just going to real quick go through them because they are so cool. So you can, and also, I know I said this, I always say this, because it's really easy to sign up for the EFT. It's where it comes out of your account every month. And you get put on the early bird list, and you don't really have to think about the membership drive. You just get to enjoy it as it happens. But so this is for like the monthly members. You can do $6 a month at a cassette level, $10 at a transistor radio, $25 at boombox, and $35 at phonograph, and then $50 at jukebox. So those are great. I'm happy that they really encompass radio stuff.
Yeah, I love that we're keeping it on theme for sure. And thank you for sharing those membership levels. Remember, you can go to katieandkade.org and click donate now or call us at the studio. What's our number?
970-963-0139.
You're the best, Kenna. So yeah, there's lots of ways to donate. And of course, if you are willing to become or interested in becoming a monthly member and able to have that automatic removal of funds from your bank account, and just saves everybody money, is easy for everyone. And I know, yeah, it's made it super convenient for me to continue donating for the increasing price of a cup of coffee a month.
Yeah, totally.
It's $10 when I have to get a cup of coffee, right? So that's fair.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I'm a fall renewer, but I did call in the other day to renew because we have some new chicks at the house, so we had to get them a pet membership.
Oh, so. Of course.
So I did that. That's always a fun way to add on if you already give and you just get excited, because Leslie played one of my favorite Weezer songs.
Oh, nice. So,
yeah.
And yeah, you don't even, you don't have to be a member. You can call and just donate $10 because Les played your favorite Weezer song. That is also totally appropriate. So yeah, we have an amazing staff, amazing volunteers, amazing DJs as always. And we've got some really cool events coming up this week. So want to go over some of our highlights that we have for Membership Drive between now and when we will be theoretically winding down on April 17th, based on how our numbers do. So tomorrow night, on Tuesday, April 9th, I will be emceeing Bingo. Yes, I'll be hosting Bingo again at Beer Works tomorrow night at 6:30. So super excited to have the Katie and Kay events team down there. We'll be bringing you Bingo, as we've been doing for many membership drives. I'm really, really excited about that. Always super grateful to Beer Works for hosting us and everyone who comes out. So yeah, if you love hearing me shout letters and numbers and your chance to win, we had a ton of really cool prizes lined up, not just for Bingo, but throughout the whole membership drive. So,
yeah,
again, be
definitely.
Sure to go to kdnk.org to check that out.
Yeah, I heard Allie say, sorry, one of the A names, Allie say the other day that every day they're good to have a giveaway, probably not during the weekend. Well, now we're on the weekdays, I guess. But yeah, giveaway every day. So,
yeah, which is really exciting and new. And yeah, Allie and the whole events team are really, bringing their A game with all these great prizes. So there's a ton of cool stuff to win. I know we have some big ticket items, but I won't give away all the good stuff. And then this Friday, the 12th at 6 p.m., we're having the staff DJ battle extravaganza over at Mountain Heart Brewing, which is a newer brewery in town over towards the Tank and the community school. So very excited. It's cool, great little space, awesome staff and team there and everywhere too. Everyone's great, and we're always super excited to collaborate with all of our amazing community partners and businesses. So that's going to be really fun. I know Cody and Tracy and Megan and Allie and the whole gang are going to be down there having a DJ battle. So
okay.
I'm excited to check that out.
Sounds like fun.
On Friday. And then, of course, next Monday, a week from today, Monday, April 15th, is our actual 41st birthday here at Katie and Kay.
Happy birthday.
41 years of algorithm, commercial, free, community-driven radio. And so we are celebrating by we've rented out the Crystal Theater and are going to be screening Pirate Radio at 7 o'clock. So it's going to be a big birthday bash. Encourage folks to come down for that. We are pre-selling tickets. So again, go to katieandkay.org to check out our upcoming events and the giveaways and everything going on this membership drive. And if you come out to the Crystal next Monday, please dress up in your best pirate themed outfit, which we were talking about this the other day. And I love, like, anything can be pirate themed if you just throw like a hat or a bird on your shoulder. You'd be a pirate, whatever you want. Pirate cowboy, pirate astronaut, yeah. Pirate bride. We were told that there is a wedding in the movie. So, yeah, it'll be really, really fun. And we're super excited about that.
It's such a good movie. Have you ever seen it?
I haven't.
Oh, it's so good.
Ooh, yeah. I'm really excited for that. And yeah, just a of course, as always, we've got an event-packed membership drive and very excited for all these great opportunities to engage and a little give back a little bit to the community that gives so much to us throughout these drives and all year round.
Yeah. Yeah, so awesome. And I definitely could keep going. We can always talk forever about Katie and Kay, but give us a call, 970-963-0139, or go to katieandkay.org. Don't call the studio line because we're not here.
Yeah, and the studio line gets a little packed during membership drive.
Yeah, don't call the studio line to renew your membership ever.
Also, if you are a monthly member but you need to update your card information or something like that, give us a call as well. It's an easy fix, and you know we want to keep you, make sure your membership is up to date, keep you up to date with the Katie and Kay goings on.
And you can always come by too, because if you want to like update all your information and then get your shirt.
So. Yes. Oh, and of course,
and you can go to any of those. Of those events too to get your membership. Gear.
Yes. And of course, I've been talking about our great new logo. So we've got new shirts. We've got new hats with our cool Toonie Boombox logo designed by Brian Colley. And so, yeah, you can come by the station Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, to talk to somebody and get your membership stuff to donate and whatever that looks like and get your merch to be if you are a monthly member or to become a monthly member. And then, yeah, at all of these events, at Bingo, at Mountain Heart on Friday, we will, of course, have T-shirts and the opportunity to become a member or donate.
And for Bingo, do you have to pre-register for Bingo?
No, it's $1 a card.
I had to work last time I was working on Tuesdays, and now I'm not. So, okay. Never
mind. Well, we've had it on Wednesdays traditionally. It's new to have it on a Tuesday, but, you know, it's whatever.
I have a new addiction. I'm not going to talk about it, but it's Bingo.
Ooh, good to know. Well, I'll tell you that I've been working with some different businesses in town because we all love Bingo, but trying to figure out, like, the best sustainable way instead of paper Bingo sheets, right? Mm. So I love the idea of using these, like, wooden cards and like jewels or something like markers that aren't, you know, pen and paper based. But then I know we sold out of Bingo cards in the past. So it's like this double-edged sword of like having enough, but also being sustainable. So, but it's just $1 a card until I'm out of cards.
And it's at Beerworks, and Beerworks works with Evergreen Zero Waste. So, I mean, they're all getting composted anyway. So
this is true.
That helps ease your mind if you want to buy multiple Bingo cards, because who wants just one Bingo card? Not me.
Yeah, you want to go hard. So there's no limit on the cards that you can get. I just encourage you to, you know, like pace yourself and have a manageable amount. I remember last time I'm like, but how many can you physically fit on that table is my question on a two-top.
So, I don't understand pacing. So we'll see how it goes.
That's addiction, baby. I have that with puzzles. I was up until 2 a.m. last night working on this puzzle. And I've been practicing because I know I have this addiction pattern with puzzles. And so I've been doing this where I have like a little lump of pieces that normally I'd be like, I'm going to finish going through these pieces until I get, but I know how I am. And so instead I say, no, I'm getting up and going to the bathroom or getting a glass of water or whatever the case may be right now. Yeah. Going to walk away, going to work on my attachment issues with this puzzle.
Well, and especially with puzzles, I feel like probably taking a second away actually probably really helps with then finishing it, like seeing it again.
Yeah, I have a hard time walking away.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So we all have our things.
It's like you got to get – it's like what is always so hard when you're in the trenches of anything. You can't understand that there's any other way.
Yeah, absolutely. So on that note, this is, I think, a good natural transition to talking a little bit more about our traditional chemical world conversations. So springtime, of course, means membership drive for us here at KDNK, and at Capitol Hill in Denver, it also means legislative season. Super exciting. super fun, complicated stuff. But we have some awesome progress happening in the state with a few bills related to harm reduction. So I wanted to talk about them today because this is really exciting stuff. And it's really important to know because there are laws changing that can affect a lot of us, especially around Narcan and drug paraphernalia. I don't want to bore you guys too much with the different levels of state Senate and House Assembly and representatives and all these stages that bills go through, but I will say that all of the three bills I'm going to talk about today are moving right along to pass through the House of Representatives and eventually hopefully be signed by our governor. Who we believe will be supportive of these bills. But so the first one, which is really exciting, is a bill that is going to allow, that will allow students to carry Narcan at school. Like most bills, it does a few other things. And so it also allows bus drivers to carry Narcan. To clarify, Narcan is an over-the-counter medication now, and there are Good Samaritan laws in most states that allow you to use it even if it's expired and even if the person isn't experiencing an overdose and you know, were incorrect in assuming that, you cannot get in trouble for giving somebody Narcan. We want everyone to, if you see someone who's verbally unresponsive, call 911 and give them Narcan if you can and are willing to. So we've passed some great laws and done a lot of great work in the state to encourage schools to have Narcan on site. A lot of our districts, it's been kind of, you know, piece and all. This is a lifetime of work I'm trying to do here. And every county, every school district is a little different and operates a little differently. So it hasn't been, you know, the most streamlined rollout in every school district across the state. Here in, you know, our rural Rocky region, we've had some really good success with getting Narcan into schools. But down in Durango, students started facing issues where even though we had the Narcan in schools, it started coming up that legally the students still couldn't carry it at school. And so while there are protections for lay people to use Narcan, schools are kind of like laws unto themselves a little bit. They're just held to much higher standards. And so like you can't, you know, even like give somebody ibuprofen on school property unless you are authorized to do so. And so there's already, you know, foundation around EpiPens and that you need sign a waiver if you're going to carry and use an EpiPen at a school. Okay. And so what's really cool about this bill is not only does it allow students to carry Narcan at school, but this bill was created really and driven by students from Durango who fought the school board, who were really saying a lot of misinformation about Narcan, and brought and developed this bill. And this is because a friend of theirs died from a fentanyl overdose a couple of years ago. He was a high school student. And so the peers in the community really took it upon themselves to push this. And so I'm super, super proud of the young people that made this bill possible and all of the progress it's experiencing. And so, of course, it's not 100% signed into law yet, but it is moving through the House. And we're really excited to see that because we have had overdoses happen in schools and we have had more and more younger and younger Coloradans die from fentanyl exposure every year. So big props to these kids because that's how you make change.
Yeah. So cool. And it just helps you with the hope for the future. Seeing these kids be so cool and do such great work. And, oh, it's also just so devastating, all of it. But it's cool. It's like it's all of it all at once.
Everything, everywhere, all at once. Absolutely. And, yeah, it's difficult because, you know, through times of great adversity come great change. So when we've had, you know, legal setbacks in the past few years, that's not to me the end of the world because it's just another challenge that we've been working in this challenging environment for a long time. It is a shame that it is from tragedy that we have to then finally have a response, right? And I will say that, like I was, you know, saying for years, I don't want to wait for a student to die for you to take me seriously. And unfortunately, that's what's happened in a lot of our communities. So I'm glad to see schools, resorts, concert venues. I was, you know, down in Vail at Opry parties all weekend, passing out Narcan and fentanyl test strips. I can't say it, but they still let me go to their parties, so I appreciate that. But, you know, it is unfortunate because, again, we're having an uptick of support because we're having an uptick of Narcan uses and an uptick of overdoses in our community. But yeah. I will say that in 2022 to 2023, the increase of fentanyl overdoses in Colorado was only like within 20 overdoses. So compared to this like exponential increase that we were experiencing where it was like 100 and then 200 and then 400 and then 900, yeah. We stayed under 1,000 in 2023. And so I do think, you know, that's because we're doing a lot of awareness work around this and getting Narcan into a lot of people's hands. But it's, you know, and I will just say it really grinds my gears because I hear a lot of times people say, I don't need that. I'm not doing drugs. And people get offended that I'm offering them Narcan because they think that I'm suggesting that they use drugs. Well, I kind of am, first of all, because when people say I don't do drugs, I just don't feel like people realize what they're saying because, yeah. like, you know, fentanyl can be in prescription pills. It can be in cocaine. It can be in MDMA. We don't believe that it can be in cannabis or vapes because they do not burn to a high enough temperature. But it's just you never know what is contaminating black market supply. And then most of us use drugs like caffeine or whatever. And so it's just frustrating because I say that I don't believe it because I have been that person who's like, I don't use drugs while I am actively high on cocaine. Yeah. So just, you know, trying to broaden that idea.
And also, maybe you don't, but someone you do know does. And you may not know that until it's too late and you could have helped. And so it's like, you know, it's just, and it's also just about who cares? I don't care that you do drugs. I just want you to be safe.
Exactly. And that's why I just want people who may or use or be exposed to other people using cocaine or MDMA or, you know, meth or whatever the case may be, or pills of any kind, to be aware that those drugs can be contaminated. And exactly like you said, when people say, I don't need it, well, it's not for you. Yeah. It's so that, and if you don't want to use it, that's fine. Call 911. Know that first responders have it or whatever. You don't have to do anything. But if you want to be a proactive community member who, you know, wants to keep people safe, and if you want to provide first aid to somebody who's having a medical emergency, mm-hmm. it's not for you. It's so that you can use it to save someone else.
Yeah.
Right. So we know. And so I'm so glad we're getting it out there. I'm so proud of the students who brought this bill up because the other thing, too, is fentanyl overdoses can kill people in less than 3 minutes. And so, you know, running through a high school building or through a crowded amphitheater, we want to make sure people as close to the scene as possible have the supplies to respond, because it could be a matter of seconds whether or not somebody survives or not. Right. So cannot express all the, you know, just, yes, pride and gratitude in the world for these students who made this. Young people, young adults now, they're off to college, but who are making this happen.
Making a change there. And again, we can't stress enough at how safe Narcan is, so.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just want to put it out there, too, that it's relatively easy to get involved with, like, legislative lobbying. If there's ever a bill being heard, whether it's about Narcan or overdose prevention centers or treatment centers, whatever the case may be, there's always requests for public comment. And so you can go to the Legislative Colorado website. I can't recall what it is right now, but if you Google Colorado legislation, there's a government site. And for every bill being heard, you can register to testify in person, remotely via virtual call or in a letter. So you don't even have to go. You don't even have to speak. You can just write a letter. And whether you're for or against whatever the bill is or whatever I'm talking about, you know, this is how we make change. And this is how we pass laws. And truly, I almost think, because to me it's like an easy ask, but this bill has gone really, really far in a short period of time. And it was created by high school students. So anyone can get involved.
Yeah, for sure. We are getting close to running out of time, but you had two more bills you wanted to talk about, right?
Yes, I will briefly go over these other two. So, and I'm kind of talking about them in hierarchy of which one is moving through the fastest. So that one we're pretty like solid that it's going through. This next one we're pretty solid that it's going through to get signed by the governor, which is a harm reduction bill that actually allows a lot of changes. But some of the most important ones that I want to make sure people know is that it expands the definition of paraphernalia for syringe service participants. So there are other laws that protect people, you know, to declare I have sharps on me or whatever the case may be if you're being searched by a safety officer and you can be protected from paraphernalia charges. There's also a law that says if you are a registered participant in a syringe service program, like High Rockies Harm Reduction, that you cannot get paraphernalia charges for syringes that you've received or that you have on you from us, right? I don't know where you got them, I guess, at this point, but assuming that they're from us, because you are registered with us, you can possess syringes that don't have any residue or drugs in them legally. Okay. And this law is basically expanding that to include anything that I give you from my syringe service program. If you are a registered participant with me, you cannot get a charge for paraphernalia. And that includes pipes, that includes foil, that includes basically anything that comes out of my van, which is quite a few things that we carry. So that's really exciting. It also expands the ability for programs like mine to run more comprehensive drug checking programs. So we're really excited about that. Of course, hoping to bring our Rocky Mountain people better drug checking methods than fentanyl test strips and xylazine test strips, because to be honest, they're not that great of a tool. We do have them. Mm-hmm. We will coach you on how to use them, but they are hard to use. Mm-hmm. Having Narcan is definitely the most important thing to do. So excited about that bill. Of course, if you have more questions about this or want to talk more, you can always reach out to me at Maggie@HighRockiesHarmReduction.com. You can also find High Rockies Harm Reduction on Instagram, Facebook, and at their own website.com, and reach out to us and learn more via those platforms. The last bill is just another one revisiting local control, allowing overdose prevention centers. So this is kind of a bigger conversation. A bill that died last year in the House of Representatives has come back, and we are hoping that it passes because it would really just allow local control for counties to open overdose prevention centers, which are newer evidence-based programs, but they are amazing programs. No one has ever died from an overdose in an overdose prevention center, and they have saved hundreds, if not thousands, of lives worldwide. But of course, there have been some legal barriers, because basically this is a space where somebody can go and use their drugs under supervision, like a bar or a hospital, and have, you know, Narcan and the other whatever tools are available to respond.
That's great. Yes, thank you. Cool. Well, that gives us to the end of the show. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for the support. And thank you for the support for Katie and Kay. Thank you to Katie and Kay for letting us have the show. Woo-hoo. And if you'd like to listen to past episodes where we talk very much about a lot of the same stuff, you can go to katieandkay.org while you're donating and listen to past episodes or wherever you listen to podcasts. We will be on the Katie and Kay next month, May 13th at 4:30. Thanks again for listening, and remember, you don't have to be sober
to keep your community clean.